great dinner.
Thanks, Tina.
Yeah, you're so plump.
Oh. Aww, it's a delicious Bobby.
Lynn, don't toast to eating me.
Too much. Eat,
here we go.
Eat, Bob,
stop
eat,
it.
Bob, eat, Bob, eat, Bob, eat,
Thanksgiving's
Bob,
over.
Eat, Bob, the cranberry.
Woo!
Have mashed potatoes. Oh, the turkey looks great. Thank you for loving me.
Lynn.
Thank you for being there.
Please.
Thank you for loving me.
Oh, God.
Everyone's thanking.
The longest intro ever.
I'm liking
thanking
it.
You.
Lynn.
Kill the turkey.
Lynn.
Welcome.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Warhorn Pop Culture Podcast.
I forgot the name for a
second. I almost forgot it.
Glad you got that.
I'm glad I got it, too. It would have been strange.
This is something.
This is the Thanksgiving episode.
I'm sorry that we didn't put anything out last week, guys.
I know we highly disappointed many of our fans.
So many of our fan were disappointed.
So many of our one fan.
Last week. But we're here.
We're back. And this is actually Thanksgiving week. So we are very festive.
I've been drinking.
Yeah, that's what you do on Thanksgiving.
That's
right?
All you do during the holidays is drink.
It's all about drinking.
You can get away with it.
Eating, too.
Just like he's just merry. He's just a merry man.
Everyone, it's always good to drink.
It is.
Good to drink and be merry.
It is.
But yes, Thanksgiving. Mike, big fan?
Favorite holiday of the year that doesn't involve presents. So yes.
I actually like Thanksgiving a little bit more than Christmas.
And then my birthday.
Oh.
As you
still get presents for your birthday?
Damn straight, you better buy me a present! I want so many presents!
Have I gotten you a present for your birthday ever?
I think so.
You give me
like beers.
Okay, oh, you count that?
That's a present.
We always give each other beers, though.
But today,
you gave me a beer.
I did, and it wasn't even your birthday.
Right? I feel special.
There you go. I do that to people.
I like Thanksgiving more than Christmas, because I feel like Christmas... A little bit too much pressure.
So much pressure.
The gift giving, the gift receiving.
Thanksgiving, you just sit there and you eat, drink, go outside, throw the pigskin around, hang out with your fam. My fam loves Jenga.
I feel like you saying that is like you've never thrown the pigskin
around. What is pigskin?
I mean
the leftover turkey skins, we throw that at each other. In our
favorite Thanksgiving food. On Thanksgiving,
putting pressure on me. It depends. It depends on a lot of things.
What does it depend on?
Who's making it?
Do you switch your Thanksgivings?
We do different things every year. Like each person does a different thing. I'm gonna have to go with a tie, some good old stuffing, or some sweet potatoes.
Oh, yeah, you're a big fan of the sweet potatoes?
I love sweet potatoes. I like to put them together with the stuffing.
Yeah, well, you're a big fan of just meshing everything together.
I'm a fan of meshing. Yeah, my favorite Thanksgiving food, all of them.
Just everything
in a bowl.
In a bowl, just mashed together. Put it in the blender and just drink it.
Thanksgiving shakes.
That's a good choice.
What's yours?
I don't know. I like the turkey.
Bro, you asked.
I like the turkey.
Turkey? That's no one's favorite food.
I like the turkey.
Turkeys don't even like turkeys.
That's true. That is true. I don't know.
Is it true?
My mom makes this awesome green bean casserole. That's awesome.
That sounds good.
It's really, really good. So, but I always eat so much food during like the whole day, and there's just like, I feel like Thanksgiving is a huge thing for like desserts and pies and everything. I never make it to the pie stage.
I'm not a pie guy though.
Not a pie guy?
Not a pie guy. Pumpkin. I like pumpkin.
Okay.
And apple. That's it, though. I think we're done.
For a guy that's not a pie guy, you sure like two pies a lot.
I do like those pies a lot. That's it. And, I'm not a big, not that big of a pie guy. I don't know. This podcast is about entertainment, by the way.
But what is more entertaining than...
Pies.
Pies.
Two guys talking about pies.
I mean, I'm not a pie guy either, though.
Oh.
I feel like.
Well, that's why you don't make it to the desserts, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what are we talking about today, Mike?
Well, me and Rob have cooked up together our own little Thanksgiving feast for you. Movie-related feast.
Ooh.
So we challenged each other to kind of come up with...
It's not really a challenge.
It was tough.
Yeah.
Actually, it took me...
5 minutes ago, it was
tough. It took me a minute to do this.
We dug up a list, and we just picked movies.
Still finding that list. First search on Google. So basically what we're doing is we're gonna cook up a little movie-related Thanksgiving Day feast. We're going to have an appetizer, a main course, and then a dessert, all movie-related. So, yes.
Very good.
That was good.
Yeah, so it's like, what would we serve to you if you visited our house on Thanksgiving?
And these are also movies that we like, right? It's not like we just picked movies.
Well, I'm just picking foods.
Oh, you picked it by the food? I picked, like, movies I actually like. That's why I was bummed that I didn't see nothing.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I don't even know how I picked it.
You picked foods, you just...
Because you picked the three first. It's not like you even went back and forth.
I did.
You just hogged the three you wanted, and you're like, here, Rob, your turn, you pick now. You pick now.
Ain't I a stinker.
All right, so let's start with our appetizers. Michael, what is course number one on your Thanksgiving dinner?
Course number one is it's just a little slice of Pineapple Express. A little sweet pineapple before...
is this how we're doing? The whole time in my mind, I'm like, how are we going to do this? Are we talking about the movie at all? Or are we just...
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about, like, why I picked movies I liked. I didn't just pick foods I liked.
I picked foods.
Well, you can talk about food. I like Pineapple Express. It's a good movie. I wish I picked a movie with more substance, because I really can't talk much about it. I thought it was funny. It was a funny movie. James Franco is really funny. He's good.
That's Mike's review of Pineapple Express. I like James Franco in it. He's funny.
Funny. And I give it 8 gums.
8 gums?
I give it 8 gums.
Pineapple,
I liked it.
I remember, honestly, I haven't seen Pineapple Express that many times. How many times have you seen it?
10.
More times
maybe
than me.
10, yeah.
I've probably seen it once or twice. And I remember it being... I was surprised about how much more action was in it.
There's a lot of action.
Than I expected.
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of, like, Hot Fudge, where, like, it was comedy, but, like, a lot of action. But I did like Pineapple Express a lot. It was really cool. It's just a nice stoner action movie. It's pretty much what it is.
Too bad Hot Fuzz isn't called Hot Fudge. Because
then it would
I might have picked that. But yeah, it's a stoner action film.
I think the best part about Pineapple Express is how...
Craig Robinson.
It led to the conversation in This Is the End about Pineapple Express 2.
That's true. That was good.
That is good.
And I love Craig Robinson. Mm. He's probably the most underrated actor in that movie.
I thought McBride was awesome in it.
Oh, McBride's also really good.
I thought he killed it.
I love Danny McBride in anything. I wish he was in a food-related movie because I'd pick him. Well, he is in one. I'd pick another one.
It's funny because when we started doing this, like
10 minutes ago
when we decided on this, we were like, there are no movies. And then we dug up a list that had a good amount.
Good amount.
A couple dozens, but not many that we've seen. I mean, I probably only saw like
8 movies. I didn't see Diner. And that was on that list. But that's not even like a food. That's many foods in a diner.
Yeah.
It's not food related.
It's a very poor list, whoever made that list.
I never saw Chocolat.
I still never seen that either.
Are you going to see it at this point?
Eventually, I might.
You're never going to see it.
I might see that.
I'll make you a bet that you never
see it. Well, that makes no sense, because if you make me a bet, I'm going to watch it.
I still have faith that you wouldn't watch it.
What's the bet?
What's the bet?
A box of Chocolats.
Russell Stover Chocolats.
Ooh, I might have to take you
but
up on that.
I don't think you're going to watch it.
Yeah, I mean...
I think I can put this movie in your lap right now and give it to you, and you wouldn't watch it.
I'm not going to watch it this moment.
I don't mean... I mean ever. Ever.
Do you have the movie?
No. No.
Well, that is a big obstacle, getting the movie first.
That's a big deal.
Because I'm going to forget that this is a bet.
Did you see Salt?
No. Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
It's not like an action movie, too.
Yeah, it looks stupid.
Food names in action movies. Okay, can I go with my appetizer now, I guess?
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Yes.
That's what we're doing. All right, my appetizer that I'm serving to all of my guests is a... Willy Wonka and the Chocolate
Chicken
Factory.
Run!
No, that's my main course! You just blew everything. I hate you so much.
My bad.
Why would that be an appetizer?
I don't know.
Like I said,
you're serving a really fat group of people. Start with some chicken.
Like I said, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is my appetizer. The original, not the Johnny Depp one. Oh, the new one's terrible.
After Rob said this movie, I got really instantly upset.
You wanted to trade instantly.
That's one of my favorite movies ever, and that's
so good.
That should be on my dinner table. No,
I stole it.
I'll give you Pineapple Express.
I stole the recipe.
And chocolate.
Yeah, Willy Wonka, good movie, huh?
Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder's
amazing.
The man.
Amazing in it.
It kind of like, because you probably have a memory of watching it when you were really younger.
I remember being really freaked out by the fizzy lifting drink scene where they almost get chopped up by the fan.
Yeah, that was pretty creepy. The Oompa Loompas were a little weird, too.
They freaked me out. The whole boat scene. The boat scene
was
really freaky.
That was really, really creepy. It was just cool, though. Just the idea that, like, this poor boy just opens up this chocolate and he gets the golden ticket. I'm like, I always look for golden tickets now. I'm like,
never find
them. They should do that. They should do a contest like that.
I don't know why chocolate factories don't, or chocolate companies don't. Make it more fun.
They should make it more fun.
Can you name all five of the kids in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Blueberry
Charlie
Girl.
Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Blueberry Girl.
Violet Beauregard.
How do you know the name?
Violet Beauregard, Veruca Salt, Mike TV, Augustus Gloop, and of course, Charlie. Bucket.
I can't believe you knew that.
I love that movie. I'm really mad I didn't pick that.
It's really strange that you knew that.
That's one of my favorite movies. And Grandpa Joe.
Oh, good. You can't forget about Grandpa.
Grandpa Joe.
All right, so that's my app.
Your app.
I'll continue since you already ruined what my main meal was going to be. Chicken Run. Chicken Run, the great animated claymation film.
Same people that do Wallace and Gromit.
Wallace and Gromit. Love Wallace and Gromit, and Chicken Run was really good, too. Apparently, that movie Shaun the Sheep that came out this year by the same creators, too. They have a good run with claymation because no one does claymation anymore.
Well, they are monopolizing the whole market.
I mean, when you do that, you can't step on their territory.
No way.
I don't remember what Chicken Run was about.
I was just gonna say, how much do you remember Chicken Run? You just like chickens.
I remember there's just like the farm area. It just feels like a prison to them, and they're trying to escape. And it's hilarious the way they try to escape.
They make animal cruelty really, really hilarious.
Funny. It is really funny, actually.
Well, Mel Gibson's the main chicken. I remember that.
Okay, right.
Like, he just came off, like, a string of, like, successful movies, and he was a chicken.
I mean...
Oh, it was right after The Passion.
Oh, God, The Passion of the Christ.
He was chicken, yeah.
How is that not on our appetizer list?
Yeah. The Body of Christ?
Yeah.
I'm drinking some blood of Christ right now.
All right, so...
Before we get completely...
So I'm serving chicken as my main course. What about you, Mike?
I'm going to have a depressing dinner table. We're going to be eating Big Fish.
Ooh.
That's a sad movie. Big Fish
is
sad.
That's Tim Burton.
Tim Burton. One of the only movies he's done that it was like original storyline.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he did the Batman. Well, I guess Beetlejuice is original storyline.
But Big Fish, again, I've only watched once.
That's all you need. I've only seen it once.
It was good. It was really good.
I remember the next day, I saw the movie, I cried, and the next day I called my dad and told him how much he meant to me.
It is totally a father-son story.
Yeah. Ewan McGregor is great in it.
He's great in everything.
He is.
He's really underrated.
He is underrated.
You know, we're going to have a podcast of our underrated actors one day.
That's this podcast. After this, I don't think we have much to talk about. Let's see how well Rob knows me. Who is my first pick?
For underrated?
I think he's one of the best actors, and he gets no play.
Underrated actors?
Yep.
My guess would be Paul Dano.
Yes! Rob knows me so well! Paul Dano. I love Paul Dano. Paul Dano should be in every movie. Should be the most worked actor.
That's a stretch.
He should be the most worked actor in showbiz right now. He's so good.
Yeah, Mike's love for Paul Dano is a little scary.
I love Paul Dano. Love him. He's so good. I still need to see that Beach Boys movie.
Right, I gotta see that too. We should watch it. Is it out yet?
I don't know.
It's Dano. So what was your pick again?
Big Fish.
All right.
Because Ewan McGregor.
Right. No, Big Fish is solid.
And I thought Big Fish was, the first time I saw it, I thought it was a horror movie. And
well, because, like, it looks weird
and
scary.
It has a lot of, like horror elements, uh-huh. But, like, I remember I was watching it, and it was, like, nighttime, and I stopped the movie because I got scared.
Oh, interesting.
And then I watched it, finished it the next day, I'm like, there's nothing scary in this movie. What's wrong with me? But I'm so freaked out.
It's because like everything's weird in Tim Burton world. Like when they enter like the town or like the carnival, whatever it is, it's just strange things happen. But it's not scary.
It's strange. What do you think it's like in Tim Burton's house?
Well, him and Helena Bonham Carter and
oh yeah, that's right. He married her.
Yeah.
So weird.
They are both weird. They're meant for each other though.
She's hot.
She is pretty hot for a weird chick. Marla a weird Singer. Goth chick. Who?
Marla Singer. Fight Club. I was Marla Singer.
You know what's funny that you said that you watched Big Fish and then like you continued in that another day. Like I did the same exact thing, but not for that reason. I wonder if that's just a movie thing. Like, has anyone watched it straight?
Through? Straight. Like even Tim Burton is just first time.
I feel like
bottle cutter's like, all right, I need to go make a sandwich.
I feel like Tim Burton was just like, I'm gonna make this movie so people stop it in the middle, like and then continue it the next day,
and then call their dads crying.
And then call their dads. I think. That's an interesting movie topic. How many movies have you like not fit, can't watch it straight through? That aren't like the lengthiest of movies.
I don't. Oh, just like in general, I just can't watch them straight.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess like it's really
just Big Fish.
I guess now that I think about it, it's just really bad movies that you can't finish.
Yeah, bad. I mean, bad movies. Yeah. I stopped. Big Fish. Movies. I just got spooked. Spooky.
Okay, let's go to our desserts now. Mike, finish off your 3-course meal, Thanksgiving dinner.
My dessert is a little spoonful of Vanilla Sky.
Ooh, Vanilla Sky.
Vanilla Sky is Mr. really, Cruz. Really good. Cameron Crowe directed it.
Vanilla Sky was trippy.
What's up?
Trippy.
Vanilla was so trippy.
Trippy.
And it started like a big craze of lucid dreaming. Don't you remember, like, you know, Jeremy and his brother got really into lucid
Sean
dreaming?
Sean got books and everything. He was just like, yo, man, I lucid dream. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. But
people that do that are crazy.
They're crazy. They are so crazy. Is Cameron Crowe.
Have you ever
and,
tried that?
I don't know.
To lucid dream?
I think I've had dreams where I've controlled what happened.
Exactly. There have been dreams where I'm just like, oh, I fully understand I'm in a dream. And I'm kind of like moving around and stuff like that. But do you ever have those dreams or those moments of sleep where like you're in between sleep and consciousness?
Yeah.
You can't like wake up. No matter how,
and you think of the weirdest things.
No. Like you physically can't. Like, cause I'm just like, I'm well aware that I'm sleeping, but I can't move. I'm like paralyzed.
Yeah.
And I'm trying so hard just to move any part of my body, and I can't do it. And I feel like I'm suffocating. It's the weirdest thing. Yeah.
That's.
It's a really really weird thing. This happens to me pretty often.
Like it happens every night.
No, like every like maybe every like 3 months it happens to me. It's crazy.
That's pretty creepy.
You never had that?
I don't know, like, I've had experiences where I know I'm dreaming and I think, like, a lot of crazy thoughts for no reason. Like, subconscious is just going wild. Mm-hmm. Like,
in your
the
dreams?
Craziest things.
In
yeah.
your dreams.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, random things just pop into my head. But,
maybe someone's performing an Inception on you.
It could be. That's actually what I thought.
That's what you thought.
My first logical thought was, oh,
obviously, someone's performing
I'm
Inception.
I'm being incepted right now. But, all right, back to Vanilla Sky.
Oh, yeah.
Great movie. Penelope Cruz, actually really good in the movie, too. Cameron Diaz is even good, and I hate Cameron
what
Diaz.
What happened to Penelope Cruz? Does she make movies anymore?
I don't know. Last time I actually remember seeing her in a movie was Blow. That was a long time ago.
I think that was, like, 2002.
That was a long...
She's definitely been in movies since then.
When did Vanilla Sky come out? Actually, that might have been last time.
No, wasn't Vanilla Sky like late 90s or early 2000s?
Definitely early 2000s.
So like maybe 2001.
Yeah.
Like probably the same area.
As Blow.
I think she was... Vicky Cristina Barcelona might be the last movie I remember her in.
Maybe.
Woody Allen.
I don't know. What happened to her?
I have no idea.
She's
married to... Who?
Tom. Cruise.
What?
Tom Cruise. Same last name.
Who?
Tom Cruise.
What are you saying?
That would be Cruz. They're both Cruises.
Oh, I hate you.
Victor Cruz.
I thought she was like married to like Javier Bardem or something like that.
Oh, that it could be that. Maybe that works.
That works a lot better.
Yeah, it works. Tom Cruise. They're both Cruises.
Victor Cruz.
They're all Cruises. Just all right. Three Cruises. This is a sitcom I'm writing. Just three Cruises.
You should write that sitcom.
Tom Penelope and Victor.
I doubt they would do that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why Victor wouldn't. He's not doing much of anything right now anyway.
He's not doing anything.
Like, this sounds like a great idea.
All right. Anything else? Vanilla Sky?
It's crazy. Crazy movie. It's good. I like it.
I feel like every movie we've mentioned, I'm like, okay, I've seen it, but I have to watch it again, because I don't really remember.
Yeah, I haven't seen Vanilla Sky in a long time.
So long.
I remember, I liked one of the lines, like, I'll see you in another life, when we are both cats. I don't know why I like that line. Vanellope Cruz has it.
I gotta tell you, like that
to Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Husband and wife on screen.
All right, I'll finish off this awesome segment by saying my dessert will be a little American pie for you.
A little slice of pie?
Yum, yum, yum. A little apple pie, warm apple pie.
Can I get a Jason Big slice of pie? Being that apple pie is one of my favorites.
So which is why I'm saying, like, I picked it based on the foods, because I really don't like American pie.
You don't like the first one?
The first one's okay.
The second one?
Everything else, I'm not even sure if I've seen anything else.
You've seen the second one.
I probably have.
They all have moments.
I've seen three of them.
They all have good moments, but, like, overall, they're not great movies.
They're doo-doo.
The actors are terrible.
They're doo-doo movies.
They are doo-doo movies.
Doo-doo movies.
The acting's terrible, but, come on, we wouldn't have Sean William Scott. I do like Sean William Scott.
You like
I'm a fan of Sean William Scott. We wouldn't have him if it wasn't for American Pie.
The world would be okay without that.
Disagree.
Yeah.
Disagree.
We should wage a war right now.
And
but we have no cards.
Oh!
This is our first time.
Sean William Scott, yay or nay?
Nay.
Toin Cost?
Yeah.
Toin Cost! Let's do a Toin Cost.
That's Toin. All right. Who's going to call it?
I'm going to call it. I'm going to call the Toin Cost.
Right.
I'm saying Tails, Sean William Scott.
Nay. What? That was a dropped. No, that's not a flip, you mark. Give it to me. You can't.
Yes.
Give it. All right, for everyone, Mike tried to flip the coin three times and failed miserably three times.
No.
All right, heads, he's nay.
Tails, he's yay.
Still nay.
No. Tails. Jordan Scott, baby.
Okay.
The champ.
You won that one.
He's good.
You're
a great actor.
So should we change it to, like, coin flip of pop culture?
No, we just need cards.
We do need cards. The only time I don't have cards, we have
to
war.
I feel like I'm going to go to war with you a bunch of times this podcast.
We're almost done with this.
I don't like you right now. How do you not like Sean William Scott?
All right, so,
yeah. You know what I'm grateful for?
What are you grateful
SWS.
For?
That's what I'm grateful for.
Yeah, so Thanksgiving is a popular time to say what you're grateful or thankful for. So I guess.
And that's, I said my part.
We're starting this.
I said my part.
Oh, okay.
Why don't you like Sean William Scott?
What has he done that's good?
Oh, would you like a recap?
Yes, I do.
He was in a little movie called The Rundown with Rocky Maivia and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's in Dude, Where's My Car?
You're naming gold right
and
now.
Role Models. All three of those movies are good.
I'll give you Role Models.
No.
But he was annoying in that movie. Paul Rudd, all the way.
Alright, yeah, you're right. Paul Rudd was the best part of that movie. I'm not even going to talk any kind of any kind of lies right now. Paul
it
Rudd
was like Paul Rudd, then McLovin, then the little black kid, SWS.
No. Paul Rudd, then SWS.
No, I don't think so.
Then, what's her name? Jane Lynch.
Oh, yeah, I forgot she was in that. She was getting that.
She was getting
but
that.
She was, like, in it for, like, 10 minutes.
Stole it. McLovin?
No, McLovin was hilarious. He wouldn't have the whole epic ending without McLovin's character.
You know who I liked a lot in that movie? The little black kid's mom.
Oh, yeah.
I am a lioness.
That's an underrated movie, I'd say.
An underrated movie,
I would
yeah.
say it's, like, the cutest R-rated movie I've ever seen. Like, R-rated
that
comedy.
That movie's R?
Exactly. There's a lot of cursing, but it's such, like, a not R-rated movie.
I'd agree with that. It is the cutest R-rated comedy
right?
I've ever seen.
Right? Because it's really, really
I can't
cute.
Believe that movie's rated R.
It shouldn't be R, honestly.
No, it's just cursing.
Yeah,
you're right. It's
all
cursing.
Is. But that was a really good movie. I mean, that's why they could play it on, like,
oh, come
TBS
on. What
all
about,
the time.
What about the scene where Sean William Scott's trying to bang the girl and they do a bunch of Ambien?
Okay.
That's
it's okay. It's
that's
pretty.
Funny.
It was funny, but if it was not, Sean William Scott would be a lot funnier.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I'm rolling the dice today.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
So wait, American Pie, though. So you really don't like that movie at all?
It's okay.
What about Natasha Lyonne? I love Natasha Lyonne.
Well, yeah, sure, everyone like, but like,
I don't think everyone likes Natasha Lyonne.
If the movie was on,
you'd watch it.
I would say 95% I would change the channel. 95% of the times I would change the channel.
I feel like I don't
I'd rather you. Probably watch the news than watching American. Don't give me that look.
I feel like I don't know you right now.
American Pie, come on.
Who are you?
I don't know. It wasn't a big fan. Wasn't a big fan.
Fair enough. What's your favorite teen 90s comedy?
Well,
I think we actually covered this in a second.
We might have.
A few
teen
months back.
90s comedy?
Yeah, your 90s teen comedies.
So American Pie was 90s, huh?
Yeah.
Man,
I think 97. That was the first movie that I like legitimately had to sneak into.
Oh,
like, I had the concern, like, what am I going to do?
Yeah,
how am
yeah.
I going to get in? My cousin took me. Thanks, uh-huh. Cousin Joe. You're a cool guy. He's a good man.
So how'd you do it?
He just took you? He took me. I went with my mom the first time, but then last minute, alright, so I'm gonna reveal a lot of myself. One of the most disappointing, disappointing movie theater experience of my life. We're about to go see American Pie. I'm all pumped. My mom's, like, nice enough to take me. And we got there, and it was sold out.
Ooh. So,
and I was with Gasper. And instead, we had to see Lake Placid.
Yes. Is that the Crocodile movie?
What a crap movie.
What a little crocodile.
What a piece of crap.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I feel like sneaking into movies is a lot easier than we gave credit for back then.
Oh, because, I mean, we do it now. Like,
yeah,
it's
nonstop.
I don't even flinch.
Like, I don't know, maybe as, like, a kid, you're just like, oh, I don't want to break the rules. That's what I thought. I didn't want to do that.
As an adult, and I'm like, I'm just trying to save money.
Exactly.
These movies are too damn expensive.
Like, $13 a movie? Come on now. You gotta cut costs around here and there. Yeah, American Pie, meh.
Meh.
I give it 3 gumps.
3 out of 10? No.
Maybe 3 out of 100.
Rob, you're just trying to hurt me. I poured you this delicious beer and you're just trying to hurt me tonight.
And I'm thankful for that delicious beer you gave me.
By the way, we're drinking Stone Sorry I'm Not Sorry.
Well, it's not just Stone, though. It's a
And Bail Breakers?
Bail Breaker and 4 Hands?
Yeah.
Something with 4, number 4. It's a very good beer, though, the Sorry Not
4
Sorry IPA.
4 gumps out of 5 American.
4 out of 5?
Not too much. I wouldn't give it that many. That's too many gums.
Alright. Have we exhausted everything we have to talk about?
I think we're done with at least our course.
I think so.
So what's up?
I don't know.
What are you thankful for this holiday season?
Thankful.
What's like something you're thankful for the past year that's happened? Entertainment.
Thankful for movies. Thankful
Real
for
vague.
Thankful for the Star Wars movie coming out.
Oh, you took it from me!
I'm just stealing them.
I thank J.J. Abrams.
I'm just stealing them from you. Thankful that Star Wars movie will soon be out and we can all see it. Thankful, like I said to you before, that the summer blockbuster season is over. We're getting into the Oscar season. The good movies are actually coming out now, though I haven't seen any of them. But I really want to see them.
I really want to see them
very soon.
Oscar season's always interesting for me with movies because, like, movies come out that literally no one else I know wants to go see, or, like, just no one's going to take time out of their day to come see this movie, so I go to the movies a lot alone.
Yeah, I like going to
Oscar season,
solo.
It's nice.
Definitely.
It goes with the whole, like, fall-winter vibe.
It does. Just doing things on your own.
Sad.
Just adventuring the world. Just one man at a time. Just going into the theater next to old people.
Lots of old people.
That's all people
so
go see
many old people,
Oscar
yeah.
movies. I guess it makes sense, so.
What Oscar movie are you most excited about? Like the one that's getting a lot of Oscar buzz.
I really want to see Spotlight.
Oh, okay. I just heard about it.
I really
want to
see Spotlight. I really want to see Room because I love Brie Larson. And I really want to see, what's the other one? Can't remember the other one now.
What's the one coming out with Bale? Christian Bale, and there's a lot of big actors in it, and I saw a preview for it the other day for the first time.
Christian Bale?
Bale's in it. I know Bale. Eh. Power of the internet. Power Keep talking internet. As I search.
Yeah, no, Spotlight, I really want to see. Youth is supposed to be really good with Mr. Michael Caine.
Who?
Michael Caine.
Oh.
Joy, Jennifer Lawrence.
That David Russell, I want to see that.
Robert De Niro is back in that. It's just a lot of good movies. I still haven't seen Martian. That's really supposed to be really good. I haven't seen Bridge of Spies. That was supposed to be really good, too.
Oh, The Big Short.
Oh.
Wait, by Adam McKay? He's directing this movie?
Mike's mind is blown right now.
You know who Adam McKay is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he does those comedies, right?
Yeah, this is a drama.
Maybe he's pulling a Reitman. Maybe it's like half drama, half comedy.
Steve Carell's in it, so who knows? And Marissa Tomei. And Karen Gill. I didn't even know these girls were in it. I'm really
Marissa Tomei, what has she
and
been
Selena
doing?
And Selena Gomez.
Oh, God.
And Melissa Leo.
Oh, Melissa Leo.
There's a lot of people in this. That's the rest of this podcast.
Especially with some
actors from The Big Short. Ooh, Tracy Letts.
What else? Who else?
Finn Wittrock?
I don't know these people.
He's
now.
From American Horror Story. I didn't know that was this guy's name.
Uh-huh.
Brad Pitt, Gosling.
They're in this movie?
They're all in this movie.
Wait,
I saw the preview.
Big Short.
Yeah.
Isn't it just full of shorts? Is it a real movie?
No, it's a movie.
I feel like, how could all these people be in it?
And you haven't heard of it.
Yeah,
I saw the preview the other day. I'm like, where have I been?
Does it look good?
It's about...
And how is Gosling and Pitt in it and they're not the lead actors?
Because Bale.
How is Selena Gomez higher billed than that?
No, she's not. It's Bale, Carell, Gosling, Pitt.
Oh, okay.
Pitt's obviously a supporting role.
Okay,
they put the big Pitt first. it's about the housing bubble collapse of the mid-2000s. Well, I mean, that doesn't sound too
oh, let's line up for this
it
one.
It doesn't sound too interesting. But that it's Bale.
But it's interesting
Bale.
That McKay is doing that movie.
I can't believe he's doing a serious movie. It's McKay.
Maybe he's
only supposed to do movies with Will Ferrell in them.
He's trying to branch out. Do a little branch out.
I don't like it.
Okay. We got,
You know what else Christian Bale's in?
The Prestige. Oh, yeah. I just watched that movie. That movie's really good.
The Prestige. I don't know why I'm saying it like that. It was a good movie.
The Prestige is a great movie.
What else is coming out? Hateful Eight. You know I'm excited
Hateful
for that.
Hateful Eight, you're a Tarantino fan. The other Pixar movie comes out soon. Good Dinosaur. Looks
oh, yeah,
good.
Yeah. You told me about that.
What else? That Creed comes out.
That's actually getting good reviews.
With arms wide open. Yeah, it is, though. It is. It's getting surprised. I mean, I love... Michael B. Jordan, I think, is a great actor. Great young actor. Everything I've seen him in, he's been really good in. So it doesn't surprise me that he's getting a lot of attention for it. But again, yeah, I wasn't sure how the movie was going to be. But
I just don't understand how he's going to play Scott Stapp. Like
it's a little bit out there.
It's a bit of a stretch.
It's a little bit out there, but I think he can pull it off. He has the acting chops to do it.
I don't remember.
He has a wig.
Boxing.
He's got the wig. He's good to go. He's very religious, you know. So I was talking to Chris Bieka the other day, and he's just like, yeah, my buddy is going to go see Creed. Well, he goes, my buddy... No, he,
hey,
no, no, no. No, hold on, here we go. This is how he said it.
The movie!
Exactly. No, because he goes, yeah, my buddy told me, and then he goes, hey, man, on Thanksgiving Day, I'm going to go with my family, and we're going to go see Creed. And he's just like... Why? Like, why would just that band still around? He's just like, no, the movie. He's like, oh, okay, that makes more sense. And then, maybe 10 minutes after he told me that story, he was just like, hey, Rob, you know, like, me and Sam, we're thinking about going to see Creed live in, like, a week or two. And I'm like, so you're gonna go see the band? He's like, oh, no, not Creed, the religious band. Creed from The Office is playing in the city. I did not see that coming. I'm like, all right. So apparently,
what is he doing?
Apparently, he rips on the guitar and he's playing in the city.
If Creed from The Office is doing Creed cover songs, sign me up. I'm in. I'll dress like Apollo Creed if it gets me into that crowd.
So yeah, apparently there's a lot of different Creeds in the world. that we're not really aware of?
Assassin's Creed.
Ooh. Oh, is that a segue to your video game talk really briefly?
I forgot about that, but it could be. Yes.
So, Mike,
yes.
How has your life been for the past couple weeks?
So, part of the reason why we're a week late for this podcast is we don't really bring up video games too much, but it does fall under the umbrella of entertainment. My life has been taken over by Fallout 4. I'm losing sleep. My eyes hurt.
So, for someone like me that has no idea what this game is, how would you just describe it or just give me a synopsis?
It is post-apocalyptic world environment that you're in, and you're just a guy trying to find his son. Someone took his son away. Just trying to find his son. But it's really addicting. Like, the other night...
Are there people? There's zombies, monsters? What? Like,
there's everything.
Everything.
There's zombies, there's other people, there's big creatures that come at you. The other night I played for 4 hours, and I realized at the end that I didn't do anything. I didn't do any missions, I didn't get...
See, this is...
I just walked. All I did was walk around the map.
This is where I draw the line in video games, right?
That's all I did.
If I did that, I'd be pissed off.
That's all I did was nothing. I just did nothing. And it was amazing. It's really, really good.
I've heard good things.
Everyone with a PS4 and Xbox, with hands.
Do you play it for on PS4 or
PS4? PS4. Yeah. It's amazing. It's so addictive.
Strangely, the other day I couldn't sleep, and so I went on the YouTube, and you know what I looked up and I was watching? 2015 StarCraft Brood War Champion Tournament. They still have tournaments for that game.
For Brood Wars?
And it's epic to watch these matches. These people are... Obviously, you can imagine...
How good they are.
Like, non-stop playing since it came out to now. These guys are insane. I was having so much fun.
How long do matches last?
Well, they kind of speed them up on the replays and everything like that. But they don't last that long.
No, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, I could see just people like, dying they, really they quick.
The longest game will probably be around, like, a half an hour. But, like... It's so epic watching these people play. I'm just like, I don't know how they do it so quickly. It blew my mind watching these matches. Stayed up for the next 2 hours just watching videos.
How quick are these Zerg rushes? Like, lightning? Lightning speed?
Yeah. But that's the whole thing. Like, they're so good. You Zerg rush them, and everyone's prepared for a Zerg rush. So, like, you have to do a lot more than just a Zerg rush. And it's, like, expansion so quickly. And then, like, there's drops, and there's you could just see the strategies working, and it's just so cool to watch it. And they do... The thing about, like, you know, we were talking about StarCraft a podcast or two ago, and, you know, we were just talking about, like, you know, carrier rushes and Zerg rushes, stuff like that. Like, there's so many attributes to, especially Protoss and Zerg, that I've never used. And they are, like, the most essential things in the world. Like, there's that one character in Zergs that spawns, like, a cloud around. You ever play, like, a computer and they see...
The Queen, isn't that the Queen?
No, not the Queen. It's, like, a Defiler or something like that. It's like, it looks like a snaky type of creature. And I didn't know this. All the years playing, I didn't know this. You have this, like, yellow cloud. You put your Zerg creatures in that yellow cloud. They cannot be touched. They don't get hurt.
Really?
I never used it in my life.
I didn't know what that was for.
This would be necessary to win. Like, I never knew this. And then, like, you know, the Terrans and the Protoss, they had things that hurt. Oh, it was just so freaking crazy watching these matches.
I'll watch them.
That just made me want to play StarCraft so badly. I was actually, when I was playing Catan with Foglio and Patterson, we were just talking about that. We were like, yeah, we got to get StarCraft Brood Wars and play again.
I would definitely play StarCraft. Right? I would definitely play StarCraft.
Might have to tell everyone for Christmas,
get Brood Wars.
Get the game and we'll play.
How much? Probably like $10.
I think like $20 max.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be so cheap. I think it's worth it.
I think it might be worth it.
It might be worth it. Did Justin ever play? I feel like he would like the game.
He'd probably like StarCraft.
I feel like he's never played it, though.
I don't think he has, but he'd probably like it a lot.
Strange guy. Alright, I think that concludes this. We're going to talk about Walking Dead next.
Yes, and fall albums.
Oh, we're still doing that?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, sure.
Structure is just out the window.
Thank you for listening.
Bye, guys.
Peace.